Imagine you are lost in a vast wilderness. No phone reception, no satellite phone, no way to call for help unless you are skilled with smoke signals. You've tried shouting, crying, and praying to gods you didn't really believe in until now. The only response is the occasional bird call. You are completely alone. Someone may find you eventually, but until then, the only way you are going to survive is by using the resources at hand. It helps if you have imagined yourself in a forest rather than a desert. First, the basics. You will need to find water, food, and shelter. If you are lucky, you'll find running water, but do you have anything to store it in? You can forage, if you know which plants are edible and which are poisonous. Hunting means building a trap or maybe a spear using sticks. For fishing, you'll need a line, a hook, a net. What will you make them from? You will need fire, for warmth, to cook what you have caught and defend off whatever is doing that howling. Fire needs kindling and a spark. If you are really good at this survival business, you might fashion a mat out of reeds and start carving a bowl or spoon, because luckily you had your knife in your pocket when you got lost. It will be tough, but everything you need to survive is somewhere in your surroundings, and almost all those things are there because of the soil. The branches for kindling, the shrub that bore the thankfully non-toxic berries, and the reeds for the basket. Humans live this way, off local resources, for most of human history. It is only very recently that you could just pop out to the shops and buy things you don't need, made on soil in countries far, far away. Life could only exist because of the soil. That sticky, gritty stuff beneath your feet is the foundation of life on Earth. Except for water and oxygen, everything we need we get from the soil, and even then the soil filters the water. If the soil suddenly vanished, land plants would quickly die off, and with them almost everything else. But don't worry, you won't suffocate from a lack of oxygen. You'd die from starvation first. What would we be without soil? Certainly not a planet worthy of the name Earth. Soil is fascinating and full of paradoxes. It is one of Earth's oldest resources, yet soil science is one of the youngest sciences. The soil is both biotic and abiotic, both alive and dead. It is dirty, but also an expensive beauty treatment. We are utterly dependent on the soil, yet we take great pains to banish it from our lives. I have noticed in recent years, however, that soil is slowly making its way into general conversation. Not very often, and not in much depth, but it is there. Every year on December 5, World Soil Day, there's a smattering of articles about the importance of soil. Gardening has had somewhat of a resurgence, particularly during the pandemic. There are even one or two popular science books about soil now gracing bookshop shelves. If I asked you, do you know what soil is? I imagine you would say yes. Everyone knows what soil is. But take a few minutes to think about it. What exactly is this stuff that delights and pains us? Not even soil scientists can agree on an exact definition. Like love, like home, soil is hard to define. It means different things and has different uses to different people. It's where plants grow, of course, but what of the soil that became paintings, or pots, or building foundations, or tunnel walls, or a mud mask, even a meal? Soil is usually described as the top layer of the earth, the living skin stretched across this rock of a planet. This is largely true, but what about soils that were once at the surface but are now covered by layers of new soil blown in by a storm or exploded out of a volcano? It is often described as dark or brown, but that is only some soils or only a small part of a soil. Cave paintings would be very bland if all soil was brown. Is there a difference between soil and dirt? At what point does soil become dirt? Or is it just a matter of nomenclature? Maybe dirt is to soil as weeds are to plants, the right thing in the wrong place. Just as a tomato plant in a wheat paddock is a weed, soil on the carpet is dirt. And what of potting mix? It grows plants, yes, but is it a soil? The more you think about the soil, the more complicated it becomes, which is partly why I find it so fascinating. The best description I have found so far is one proposed by Brian Needleman in a Nature Education article. His description encompasses the thousands of types of soils across the globe without trying to specify location, depth, colour or use. Brian says soil is a recipe with five ingredients: minerals, living things, organic matter, air and water. The mineral part, from coarse sand to tiny silt and clay particles, comes from rock, weathered over time into smaller and smaller pieces. Living things are billions of microbes, insects, plant roots and everything else that has set up home in and on the ground. Organic matter is mostly the remains of once living things: leaves, roots, microbes, corpses. Most organic matter comes from plants, the leaves, the twigs that drop and decompose, and from the exudates that roots release, sweet, sticky stuff for microbes to enjoy. As far as I can tell, the only non-debatable ingredient is the minerals. If a soil dries out completely, it is still considered soil. If you compact a soil and squash all the pores out of it so there is no place to hold air or water, is it still soil? I think it is. But depending on who you ask, there may be soil on other planets. even in the absence of organic matter or life forms. In this book, I'm going to consider soil as having at least minerals, organic matter, and life. Because on Earth, at any rate, life can only exist because of the soil, and soil as we know it only exists because of life.